Hey y'all, welcome back to the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast with me, Carson Osteen. Today, I have a different kind of episode planned. I don't have a special guest. I don't have anything like that, but I really wanted to get on here and just talk about motivation. I know it's something that a lot of people struggle with today. I personally am one of them. There's so many times where I find it hard to be motivated to do stuff. I really wanted to talk about motivation. And yeah, and there may be another topic later on, not really sure, but we'll see where that ends up going. So motivation, that is one thing that honestly can make or break somebody. I try my best to stay motivated as much as I can. It is hard to do. It's hard to just stay motivated 24/7. It is. You know, there's so many things like roadblocks, I guess you could say, that come in your way to lose that motivation. Like I said, it's crucial. Motivation is crucial to get stuff done for me. If I'm not motivated, I'm not going to do it near as much as I would like. And you know, I pretty much want to talk about this with FFA because I know this is something that so many people struggle with, including myself. You'll be doing something and then you'll just all of a sudden find it so hard to do that same thing that you love doing because you're just not motivated no more. Yeah, so I really want to talk about it with FFA, but it applies to every part of life. I mean, if you're not motivated to do something in maybe at work or school, it depends. I mean, this same talk's going to be for many different things. So yeah, so I'm going to start off by like telling a little story because usually I have a bunch of those that I can, you know, yap about. And then I'm going to kind of relate it back to motivation as a whole, how in the world we can stay motivated through all kinds of different stuff. So yeah, the first thing that I really want to talk about is, so back in, I don't know, November last year, November 7th, 2023. And one thing about me, guys, I will remember the date to something like it's nothing. So everything that I'm about to tell you has a date attached to it, and it probably is pretty accurate. So yay me, I guess. So November 7th, 2023, around probably 12 o'clock in the afternoon, we are headed to UT Martin for the West Tennessee Livestock Evaluation Career Development Event. Now, if you know anything about me, it is that I love to compete in FFA. Like, that's one of my favorite things, other than, of course, the people and the opportunities. I love to compete in FFA. Now, I wouldn't go out and say, yeah, I only do FFA to compete. I wouldn't say that because, quite frankly, the people make it just as good as the competitions. So, I really wanted to just talk on a few things. So, back that November night, we're on the way to the competition. We get there. We start competing. We compete for about 5 hours, it feels like. It's Livestock Eval is like the longest competition that there is known to man, probably. And we're competing, and, you know, we're all feeling pretty good. I felt really good. Really, really good. And so we're competing in this competition. I placed my classes, every single class, all of them. I placed them. Felt pretty good. Reasons, constructed them. Felt really, really good about them. Got up there to give them. They came out really well. I mean, they were probably some of my best sets of reasons, it felt like. And I was feeling pretty good. So we left UT Martin, and we head over to La Cabana, I think, which is the Mexican restaurant downtown in Martin. We head over there and we go eat, obviously. And, you know, I was kind of doing whatever I can, it felt like, to get my mind off of the fact of the results. Now, with me, I'm a results sucker. I'll literally sit there and watch judging card as long as it takes for them to put them up. Like, I'm refreshing constantly refreshing, waiting for them to put them results up. And This was no different. I sat there, I refreshed over and over and over and over until them results were finally posted. But they were not posted while we were at the restaurant. As a matter of fact, we had just gotten in the car, and about 5 minutes later, I refreshed them again, and there they were. All right, time to open them. I open it up. First thing I see is that Haywood is near the bottom of the list. And I was like, okay. Okay. What about me? Now, that was not a good idea, because I was instantly greeted by a 95 out of 99 placing by my name. And when I tell you the feeling that I felt at that second was one of the most deteriorating feelings that I've ever felt in my life. I was sitting in the front seat of that car almost wanting to cry. I mean, it was bad. I lost motivation. I did not want to do anything no more. I felt like that it's not for me. You know, all these thoughts running 100 miles an hour in my head, just running around and making me think, oh, I'm not good at this no more. I'm never going to be good at it. I'm never going to be able to do this. I'm never going to be able to accomplish anything. It literally was running through my head at about 5 million miles an hour. Now, them thoughts hold you down. That's the truth. These thoughts will play with you for so long and just deteriorate your motivational part of your life. Now, I went and got back to the school, and I got in my truck instantly and just left. I mean, I tried to cover it up. I tried to cover how much it was bothering me that I placed so bad in this competition. That didn't do anything. I still felt the same way, and I didn't want to do it no more. Now, it took me a few days before I finally wanted to jump back into FFA for, you know, for good. And it didn't end there. A few weeks later, here I am at UT Martin again, and I'm competing along with six other people in the West Tennessee Agricultural Issues Forum. I loved Ag Issues. I loved the whole issue that we had discussed. The skit was on point. Everything just felt perfect until the time came for Dr. Bird to give us the results. Now, at this time, everybody in there is about as hungry as a hippo. We are starving. We are ready to go. But me and another person insisted that we stay for the results, thinking we had somewhat of a chance. Now, I should have known better, to say the least. Starting off, 7th place, Haywood FFA. There it is again. That feeling. I went on and we went to eat that night, trying to cover up how much it was truly bothering me that I literally had guided a team to place last in the region in a competition. Trying to figure it out for once, I did not know what in the world was going on. And to this day, I still don't. That was two competitions in a row that I had failed miserably at. I had failed the team. I had failed everybody that competed. I had lost all motivation to where I didn't want to do anything. But here I was, 2 days later, competing in the next competition. We're at Peabody High School competing, well, not competing, but we're at the speaking clinics for the speaking competitions over here in West Tennessee. And I felt pretty good. I went back and I gave my first ever extemporaneous speech on solar energy and how we can become dependent upon it. That speech right there was literally one of the best speeches I ever had given. It was 6 minutes and 56 seconds long, so it was 56 seconds over the time limit, but it was still a really great speech. I then did another round, and I did a speech on how ag illiteracy can affect urban agriculture. And that speech right there was one of my favorites to give ever. I loved it. That speech truly guided me to do so many different things. I would like to say that it's the root of my push to increase agricultural literacy among the people that really don't, you know. So I did that. We left the speaking clinics. I was the only person from our chapter to attend. Now, it was I felt like I had some weights on my shoulder to uphold. Now, a few days later, the day before the competition, I wake up feeling like I had just gotten hit by a train. I felt sick as a dog. And I was like, oh my word. This cannot be happening. So I slept all day. I tried my best to feel better. I tried everything I could so that I did not have to miss this competition. I truly felt like I had a chance for once. And the next day, I literally tried everything. I went to the doctor and I was like, hey, is there anything I can do to feel better within the next 12 hours? And he comes up to me and he's like, Carson, you tested positive for COVID. The feeling that rushed through my body was the same one that I felt on January 30th, November 7th, and now February 6th. These feelings just rushed through my body at such a rapid speed, and I was lost. Lost is the only way to describe this. I don't even know. A few weeks later, here I am at state convention competing in that Tennessee FFA AgriScience Fair project. I did a project in the ENR Division 3, and I felt pretty good about it. I get the finalist results, and my chapter's name is not in the top two. I was like, okay, that's fine. I'm not a finalist. That's okay. What I did not prepare myself for was the actual results. The top eight, which were how many competed in this division. And as soon as I see it, the first name that pops out at me is in eighth place, Haywood FFA. There it is again. Same feelings. The feeling that I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit back and give up. Motivation is just gone. I had no reason, it felt like. I had no purpose to continue to try. But that motivation just came out of nowhere. The feeling of bright hope and the feeling of a great future and just excitingness about what was to come. You know, I recollect sitting in the room listening to Ella Hastie's retiring address that next morning, and just her whole address about shining the light and being a light in other people's lives, and everything to deal with that just motivated me and pushed me to go and do. And that's exactly where I found myself 2 weeks later at Jackson State Community College, interviewing to potentially become a West Tennessee regional officer. Date's April 4th, 2024. Around 3:30, I'm going back for my interview, and I felt pretty good. I felt like I did fairly well, honestly, coming out of it, too. And I wait for about 2 hours. I sit there, write our banquet script, and finally, Sarah Ault and Emma Ballard come up to me, and we're just talking. We're just talking over how everything went, and you know, just trying to pass the time and get to know more people. And finally the time comes and it's time for the retiring officers to call the names of the six incoming West Tennessee regional officers. Sentinel, not me. Reporter, not me. Treasurer, not me. Secretary, not me. And at this point, I had given up all hope. I knew that my name was not going to be called. Vice President, not me. President, not me. I sat there for a few minutes and just truly thought, what did I do? Why did I do this? Why did I come to embarrass myself? What was the purpose? You know, these thoughts just kept running through my head, just like they did on November 7th, 2023, running through my head at 500 miles an hour, just degrading every motivative aspect that I had. That motivation was gone. I didn't want to do it. I had given up. But I wasn't going to stop. I was walking out of the room that night, and two people come up to me. First, it was Layla Adams, the 2023-24 West Tennessee Regional Sentinel. And she just talked about how proud that she was of me for stepping out and trying this. And then the next person was Sarah Ault, the 23-24 West Tennessee Regional President. And the words of encouragement from them two truly empowered me to not give up. While I do go through through so many of these things constantly, it is important not to give up. I went to the regional banquet on April something, 8th maybe? 9th. Yep, April 9th, 2024. I went to the regional banquet and Sarah came up to me again and just talked and was like, I'm proud of you. You know, it's just so helpful to hear that motivation. And I take every ounce of motivation that other people give me, whether it be through a text or in person or even just a random act. I take every little bit of motivation or every little bit of kindness and turn it into motivation as much as I can. You know, motivation was lost. I could not be motivated. There was no reason for me to be motivated, it felt like. But here I was again. The night of May 7th, 2024, and we have our chapter banquet, and everything had led up to a fairly good banquet. I mean, we had a pretty good schedule. Everything felt like it was going to flow awesome. And it did. And it's time for the end of our banquet, and, you know, we do a thing where we're announcing the new officers. And, you know, we're calling out our new parliamentarian, our new historian, our new sentinel, our new treasurer. And then it was my turn to name the new reporter. And here I am standing up, getting shaky in my voice, so scared, because I didn't know where I was. I didn't know where I was about to be. We're naming the new officers, and I had the pleasure of calling out one of the most qualified people for this position, and I was so excited for him. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that he got this position. And then it was next, the secretary, which I wholeheartedly expected to be mine. I didn't expect anything but secretary. My name was not called. And then it's time for vice president. Which, it was weird. So, the vice president at the time stands up, and she's like, you're 2024-2025 Haywood FFA vice president is. And then finally, it was like a sense of relief just hearing my name called for something for once. Like, you're 2024-2025 Haywood FFA vice president, Carson Osteen. Like, it was so rewarding. And I felt good. I mean, and after that, I mean, there was no really downgrading moments for a minute. Now, over the summer, I was gung-ho with FFA. Go FFA, go FFA. That's all I was doing. I was chugging along like the little engine that could. And then school starts and you're kind of in that back to school high. You're excited. You're excited because it's a new year, and I was excited. I was super excited, actually. FFA goes the same way. I was super excited about everything, and we're planning events, we're doing events, and we're doing pretty good. Now, a few weeks later, it starts to hit me that there's a lack of motivation starting to build. You know, I don't admit to it often, but it happened. I was starting to lose motivation to do things. I was starting to not want to go to events, which is not something for me. I've always been there. I've always been literally the first person to show up to almost everything. I'm always there. And there's just a lack of me wanting to do. And college classes can probably play a role in this, but I'm not going to blame it on that. I'm blaming it on me and my motivational loss. So I go on and we start up a competition and do pretty good. I mean, we're sitting at La Cabana again, and we placed 6th in West Tennessee for horse judging, and that was pretty exciting. I was excited. Because that was the first team that I've ever led to place really well in my book. That team is actually, we're going to state a week from today. So that's exciting, scary, but exciting. So yeah, we're going to state. And, you know, it's all looking up from there. And obviously, I have moments where I'm not motivated to do stuff, but that's part of life. You're not going to be motivated 24/7 to go out and accomplish and do as much as you want to. You know, it's part of it. You know, quite frankly, that's part of life. You're not going to be motivated 24/7 to do everything. You're going to have your spells where you're down in the dumps and not wanting to do anything. There's days that I don't even want to get out. Like, I don't even get out of bed when I know that there's stuff I need to do with FFA or with school or anything. Like, there's days that I just don't even want to roll out of bed because I don't want to tackle those issues those days. And that's a bad, really, really, really bad motion and motive to have. Because then those issues just pile on top of each other. And eventually, they get overbearing. And eventually, there goes your motivation at a bigger level and you just don't want to do anything. You know? It's degrading sometimes, but it you're going to work through it. You're going to get through it. And that's my biggest thing. If you ever need a motivative thing, I'm here. I mean, I'm always here, and I always, whatever chance I get, I try to be that light or try to shine some kind of light into somebody's life, whether it be somebody just getting elected to the literal national office, I'll go and I'll congratulate them as much as I can. Or, you know, somebody who may have lost the position that they were really going for, I'll still be there and be like, hey, I'm really proud of you. You did awesome. I know you did good. And, you know, just being there, that's so important. Being there for people and encouraging them when they're low and celebrating with them when they're ha. It's always something that you as a person can work on, as, you know, just a person. I mean, I've always been finding ways to work towards being able to motivate people better. And I guess learning from my personal experiences help a lot. There's so many times where I just don't have motivation to do it, and I feel like, okay, well, maybe I can try to motivate somebody else. And, you know, I'm always going to try it as much as I can. And, you know, if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, then I tried. So motivation, like I said, it's something that we all can do. And it's always something that we can be. We can always be motivated. And, you know, times can get hard. FFA can get overbearing. School can get overbearing. Life as a whole can get overbearing. But that doesn't stop you. That doesn't stop you as a person. That doesn't stop you as a FFA member. That doesn't stop you. It only pushes you to go farther. My biggest thing is that you're not going to let your failures and your down moments sit there and fester and grow and just overtake you like vines that you don't want to be. Like, you don't want your issues to just be there. They'll end up taking over you like them kudzu plants do in these gullies out here. Like, you don't want your your bad moments, your negative moments, to just sit there and grow. You need to be, they need to still be at the back of your mind, but you don't need to have them as your focus. Take those moments, find a way to make them happy, find a way to help or to make yourself grow from them. Just find a way. It's so important that you do that, and it's just truly like the things that you can do whenever you do get motivated and kind of just push away from those issues that that may help or may hold you back. Once you get away from those, you truly will become a totally different person. Now, I guess I kind of want to close out by saying pretty much what I've stated this whole entire episode, but kind of dumb it down and just simplify it a lot. So, like I said, motivation is something that is essential in our life, and you don't want your negativeness to just sit there and grow and overtake you like that kudzu does. You want to be motivated. You want to motivate others when it may seem hard to even motivate yourself. You always want to be there and try to help and try to pursue happiness for other people. And it's hard to do sometimes, but you always want to try as much as you can. Now, this episode was really a yap session for me. I know there's so many better options that you could probably go listen to about motivation. I know Sophia Stutz has a heck of a podcast going on right now. She released her first episode of Motivational Mondays yesterday. And when I tell you that episode was the best thing that I have ever heard, I truly mean it. There's so many other options for you guys to go listen to out there. So don't feel like you're obligated to listen to this, but I said this at the end. Probably should have said at the beginning, besides the point. But yeah, thank you all for listening. That is it that I have for this episode this week. But I do have a great episode planned next week with Lucy Beth Jackson, the 2024-2025 West Tennessee Regional President. And that episode is going to be really exciting. I hope you all are looking forward to it just as much as I am. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I will hear or I'll see y'all back next week. Thanks for tuning in.